Economic trouble in Greece this year has led to violent protests, high unemployment, and widespread debate about whether the country would or should default on its debts. One decade ago, that was the scene in two South American countries. Argentina and Uruguay both defaulted, but the two handled the economic calamity in very different ways. Now, economists say their approaches could be instructive for European leaders. NPR's Juan Ferrero has that story from Buenos Aires.
Some economists fear that Greece, on the brink of default, could suffer the same fate as Argentina, one of the best-known cases of economic turmoil. In 2001, police battled rioters in Buenos Aires, and there was a run on bank deposits. The country couldn't pay its bills, so President Adolfo Rodríguez Sá, who served just 1 week, announced before Congress that Argentina would default. And then, in patriotic fervor, everyone shouted, Argentina, Argentina. It was the biggest default in history, $100 billion. Economists say the chaotic response from Argentine leaders was a recipe for disaster. They failed to heed years of warnings, and then the government froze bank accounts and defaulted without negotiating with creditors. That's economist Victor Becker recounting how poverty rose to nearly 50% and millions were instantly unemployed. Argentina also became a pariah for investors. John Taylor was an undersecretary at the U.S. Treasury Department who dealt with the Argentine fallout. Taylor, who's now teaching economics at Stanford, says countries often wait too long to diagnose their own financial problems.
In crises like this, there is a tendency to think that another loan will tide you over to the next year or the next 2 years when things are better and you'll have access to the markets again. But so often, and it certainly is the case in Greece, they had to have a write-down, and more loans were not going to be the answer.
A write-down, meaning a default. But Taylor has in mind an orderly and negotiated default involving international creditors. That was the case in the country of 3.5 million people across the River Plate from Argentina, Uruguay. Like Argentina, Uruguay had a run on banks in 2002 and couldn't pay its bills. But Uruguay's response was all calm pragmatism, according to Argentine economist Orlando Ferreres. Ferreres recently met with 70 European businessmen who came to Buenos Aires to learn about the Argentine and Uruguayan defaults. The Uruguay solution was telling creditors, we can't pay at all, Ferreres says, but we can pay you 80% by extending payments. Nearly all of Uruguay's creditors accepted. Uruguay also negotiated a $1.5 billion bridge loan from the U.S. Treasury Department, and it made cuts to pensions and salaries. What happened since can also serve as a lesson for Greece. Both Argentina and Uruguay have seen their economies expand dramatically thanks to booming Asian demand for agro products that took off soon after their defaults. That growth generated adoration from Argentine supporters of President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, fueling her re-election in October. But the effects of how the two countries responded to the crisis are still readily apparent in their access to capital markets. Only 5 months after defaulting, Uruguay was once again able to borrow internationally. Argentina, on the other hand, is effectively barred from borrowing on the open market. 10 years later, it uses central bank reserves and the nationalized pension system to fund a big spending government. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.